back at it. My favorite half hour of the week, Daryl Grandy here, talking about essentials of estate planning. That could mean that the one and only Michelle Conti, my lovely, dear, close, personal friend, is on the other line, back on the telephone this week. I'm sure, I swear, I'll get back to the great location. It was there a couple weeks ago, 7880 Steubenville Pike, to do an on-site broadcast. But ContiLawPGH.com, C-O-N-T-I, LawPGH.com, 7880 Steubenville Pike, a place I was once and will be back again very, very soon in North Fayette. That's the OG location, and the new location, 3157 Mount Morris Road in Wadesburg, Pennsylvania, 724-784-0239. Happy New Year, Michelle Conti. How is everything looking for the Conti Law Firm in 2026?
Happy New Year. It's going to be a great year.
It is going to be a great year. It's a year of expansion, a year of growth, and a year of a lot of new things happening for the firm, is it not? A lot of bigger and better things ahead.
We do. We have a couple new additions to our staff.
Ooh, all right.
So I'm very excited for that. That will be happening within the next 2 weeks.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great year.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to being alongside you and being able to broadcast it to the great people in listener land as we move forward here. So very, very excited. And next week, hand to God, next week I'll be back out the other way. And just to again, re-engage, get to hang out at that fantastic office. Not in the not exactly what you would think for a typical law firm office to be. I was there firsthand a few weeks back, and I can attest to this with all my will. Not typical office format. And again, it speaks to the approach that you and your staff, I got to talk to a number of the staff members as well, it speaks to the approach that you take with you and your folks.
It does. We try to reflect our personalities, or at least I try to reflect my personality when we created the new office space. I'll tell you, I have a client, her name's Linda. She doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, okay.
She moved down south. But she probably paid me the best compliment I could have asked for years ago. And I always said if I wrote a book, it would be titled this quote. So we helped her settle, very sadly, her mom died, and then shortly thereafter her dad died, and then shortly thereafter an aunt had passed. So we worked quite closely with her for what felt like years.
Sure.
And she said in a quote about me that I was the unlawyerly lawyer.
Ooh.
And so she went on and on, and I'm sure if I dug deep, I could find this article that this was quoted in, but it really touched me, and it was probably the nicest thing anybody could have ever said about me in the context of the law.
And so that's
the approach I take.
I got to think there's maybe almost a double-edged sword with that, because on the one hand, it is a compliment. You have to accept it as a compliment. It was meant to be. But on the other hand, there's almost a bigger, and I'm sure this was nowhere near the intent of what the statement was in tone, but there's also maybe sort of a dig on the profession in general, right? I mean, it's almost like you're in a lawyer despite yourself. And that's not, I mean, I know lawyers have a reputation, but it almost seems like that's kind of an interesting thing for you to reconcile, to be able to say that yes, you're an unlawyer lawyer, but also you're a lawyer at the end of the day as well.
At the end of the day, right, I hang my hat as a lawyer.
Yes.
I do think that was her intent.
Sure.
Now that, you know, knowing her, she held a very high-powered position where she worked with lawyers on a daily basis. And
so she may actually have some basis in that.
She did not like them would be an understatement.
But she likes you.
So I think that was her intention, that of, you know, needing to work with an attorney,
right,
having to work with an attorney. I think she was pleased to work with us because we didn't treat her the way she was treated on a daily basis at work.
Now, we talk, we know each other for a while now, and we talk in the professional context, of course, me being on the radio, you being Michelle Conti, ContiLawPGH.com, and the Conti Law Firm and Essentials of Estate Planning. On a personal level, how do you reconcile all of this? You deal with some very, very, very heavy issues, heavy, you know, heavy discussions, heavy matters, people you know, people who, families of people you know, and people who pass away, and sort of that process of it. How do you handle it in terms of what do you do to manage that mentally, emotionally? Because I'm sure it probably even personally, as professional as you are and as straight and upfront as you are, I'm sure it probably weighs on you a little bit, I got to think, to have this degree. It's not like it's a different discipline of law, but this particular degree where you deal with life and death, how do you handle that once you get home?
Well, I'd be lying if I said it didn't bother me. There are days that are harder than others. Sure. And it really depends on the circumstances, right? I mean, sure. I have two little kids at home, and when I hear them describe what I do, I volunteered for their school a couple weeks back for the holidays, and I heard one of them saying, "My mom deals in death." And I squinted and kind of made a look, and I said, "I don't work at a funeral home." And they said, "Yeah, but you deal with people who die every day."
Right.
And some of these people we've come, you know, over the years become friends.
Right.
And it's hard. So some days are tougher than others. You know, I remind myself that my job is to do a service to the family to make their grieving process easier.
Sure.
So, you know, my kids may be annoyed, but there are days where I come home and hug them closer and tighter.
Right.
Because we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
No.
You know, it's always tough when it's unexpected.
Right.
And we have the clients who, you know, some of our clients come just to say hi.
Sure.
And, you know, it's tough when they pass.
And it's also tough, as I got to think, I mean, you say tough when it's unexpected. It's also tough when it's expected as well, especially as you deal with the process and the complexities therein, and which harkens back to more the legal side of things. But, I mean, in terms of, you know, relative, you talk about being the unlawyer lawyer, relative to other legal disciplines, I'm sure because of the nature of family law and estate law, as you specialize in at the Conti Law Firm, I got to think, by and large, not just Michele Conti, there are other ones out there, I got to think that's probably one of the more emotionally taxing disciplines of the legal profession. I mean, I have, you know, the bulk of my legal dealings in life deal with my divorce attorney, and I never want to see that guy again. Hopefully I won't. but I got to think, in your case, I mean, these are people who will be with you, not cradle to grave, but point A to grave, right?
Right, for quite a while.
So talking about New Year's Day, and of course we talked about our New Year's plans and the new year. Of course, one thing that comes along with the turning of the calendar to 2026, and you talked about this before starting rolling here, is an interesting idea that a lot of people come to you with the, you know, the line item of settlement or establishment of estate planning, you know, basis as a New Year's resolution, do they not?
Well, I will say this. So one of the perks, and probably why we won that award,
yes,
the employees are given off about 2 weeks over the holiday season.
Ooh, okay.
I pop in because the office is close to my house,
yes,
and, you know, there's some stuff I have to do, but I'll pop in and listen to voicemails, return calls, emails, that sort of thing. So the prospective client or our clients are not waiting 2 weeks to hear back from us.
Sure.
And while I was doing that over the holiday, there were, I think I've lost track, there were a number of return calls I made where their voicemails had said, part of my New Year's resolution is I want to get this taken care of.
Ooh.
And, you know, if you would have said that to me prior to starting my own practice, I would have said, that's crazy. Nobody includes that on their list of New Year's resolutions. But we hear it so often, you know, and it starts earlier and earlier. You know, a gift for Christmas for our kids, we want to put this together. Or the New Year's resolution, instead of, you know, getting on a treadmill, we want to come meet at your office.
Sure.
So we do. We hear that quite frequently. I even hear it throughout the year, you know, July, somebody can call and say, this was on my to-do list and I'm just getting around to it. So it's becoming more and more popular. They may not like it, just like nobody wants to get on the treadmill, but it's it's important to get it taken care of.
Yeah, it's probably more important than the treadmill. But by the way, I have to double back to what you said earlier. Just put some meat on it. 2025 bronze for the North for the best law office, Conti Law Firm. Silver in Southwest for best place to work, 2025 Conti Law Firm, and bronze in Southwest for the best law office, Conti Law Firm. So yes, those are the awards that you had recently procured.
They are. We were blessed. I laughed.
Especially the North one.
Because we were gold last year for the best law firm,
yes.
And then we dropped.
Oh, no.
So we got to step our game back up. But you're right. We do not have an office in the North, so that I can't take credit for.
But you still have accolades. You still have reason to put the billboard up there.
Yeah, I can't help people vote the way they do, but
that's right.
We did get, I told you, we got pushback for that, so I apologize to all the other attorneys who have offices there.
So now, in terms of the resolutions, the mm-hmm. big picture one is would be to establish the estate planning. What are some of the sub steps that someone would take in that regard? I know there's something you had on a social media post recently about that. Talk about some of the details in estate planning that people can work on right now as part of their New Year's resolution, big picture to, it's one thing to lose weight, but the actual step is to get on the treadmill. It's one thing to establish an estate plan, but what are some of the steps involved to that people can start right now, or at least think about right now if they have not done so already?
Two that jump out, first and foremost, I would say check your deed.
Okay.
Make sure it's titled the way you want it to be titled. So if you're married, husband and wife should be on that title. I hear a lot, it's one or the other. Let's just say the guy's on the title and they say, well, if he dies, it just comes to me. And that's not the case. And we've talked about that numerous times in the past. So deed titling is important, making sure who you want on there, whether it's husband and wife, or mom and child, or a variation of that. And the titling actually is important because you can own property several different ways in Pennsylvania. So does it say joint tenants with rights of survivorship, meaning that if you and I own property and I die, does my half interest automatically pass to you?
Sure.
Or does my half interest go through my estate? So there's various ways you can own it. And when I point these out to clients, your deed says X and you really wanted it to say Y, they don't know what they're signing most often when they're closing on property. So you want to make sure it's titled appropriately. Another easy thing you can take care of, and it's easy in the idea of it, but it's time consuming in making the phone calls or logging online to your various accounts. You want to make sure that you have beneficiaries on your accounts. So whether that's an investment account, life insurance, retirement accounts, an annuity, stocks and bonds, oftentimes you can not only put a primary beneficiary on, but you can also put a contingent beneficiary on, which I highly recommend you do both of those. And you don't want the account to go into your estate. So I know I've heard financial planners recommend to clients, I'll just put the estate. Well, that's defeating the purpose of keeping an asset out of probate. So we want to make sure who you want to inherit that account actually is inheriting it.
And these are conversations that are done through Conti Law, or are they done through their various vessels of financial planning, et cetera?
They do it directly through the financial planning company,
So
whether it's the company or their advisor. But I always bring this up, both things about the deed and the beneficiaries during our consultations. And, it's rare that I get pushback from an advisor. I do have a memory of a gentleman from 2025.
Rare implies it does happen.
telling my client that, just list the estate. Who cares?
Oh, God.
You won't be here. And I said, well, that's not great advice.
Wow.
And who cares is, the amount of money that's going to cost the family to go through when you could just simply put beneficiaries on the accounts.
The advisor told him who cares? Wow.
Yeah, we were on a phone call, and I think my face gave way to my feelings because my client was sitting in front of me, and I shook my head and closed my eyes and grimaced because you can't really badmouth the advisor, but at the end of the day, I'm the attorney and they're not. So.
Right.
It's rare I have to pull that card, but, maybe they just don't know the ramifications. I'll chalk it up to that rather than laziness. But, you know, it's important. You want to make sure you have the primary and contingent beneficiaries listed.
And as a reminder, if there's any question at all about any of this, you know, beyond these 30 minutes, call 724-784-0239. Again, 724-784-0239. That is the phone number for the offices of Conti Law, contilawpgh.com. And they are your legal concierge. So if they can help you with their excellent staff with their due diligence, then they'll find the right person who can, because it is all, at the end of the day, about serving the needs to their fullest capabilities of the client. So that's what you should do. If you have any question at all about anything we talk about, anything you hear, anything you mishear, 724-784-0239. Michelle and her team will clean it up right now, right quick, and they're back in the office on Monday, ready to rock and roll. So any other people come to you with the estate planning as the New Year's resolution and other stories therein? Because I feel like, again, every client that comes through your doors is a story. Any other stories that come up there from people who reach out to Conti Law for the New Year's resolution aspect of what they do in past years?
Well, I had a call actually this morning where there was a prospective client who is in the tax world. I don't know if they're an accountant or not.
Okay.
But her father passed away, and she made me laugh because she said, "I started the process because it's not rocket science," and that was a quote, until I realized, so this is over Christmas, he passed recently, until she realized that there's certain steps and processes and procedures and rules that most people are unaware of when you're settling an estate.
Sure.
And, you know, our job is to make sure from the beginning of the process, once we're retained, we go in order of those steps and we do it appropriately so we don't have to backtrack and fix mistakes. And so she said, "I did everything backwards. What do we do?" And I said, I think we can help you, and I know we can, but it's a process of us untying that knot to start again. Because, you know, once you start reporting numbers to Pennsylvania for inheritance tax purposes, it's hard to unwrap the knot.
Yeah, once you're in that system, I mean, it's not the easiest system in the world to navigate on the level, but especially if you take a misstep, to be able to untangle yourself within the context of that system, that can be a long, arduous process.
It can be, and I think people assume that, oh, it's just filing a supplemental or a revised return or even, you know, the forms that we have to file, and that, and, you know, unfortunately, that's not the process.
Right.
Do we have to go to court? Do we have to give notice to the Attorney General's office? Do we have to go and argue our case in front of the judge with the Attorney General's office? So anytime, you know, I paused when she said that to me, and I laughed when she said, "Well, this isn't rocket science." And I said, "It might not be rocket science, but you got the process wrong, and now we have to fix it, essentially."
Right.
And start from scratch, but it's not just starting from scratch. It's undoing what's already been done. So, you know, if anything, I would much rather start from the beginning and do it correctly the first time. So that's what I would implore for 2026. You know, if it seems too good to be true, you know, you can go online and buy a package for a will or a trust. You're probably paying for what you get.
Right.
And most people don't read the fine print. So that's what I would say for 2026, is make sure you actually understand what you're doing and why you're doing it.
And if you don't, if you have any questions, again, 724-784-0239, let Michelle and her team be your guides through this process, because it's not an easy process, and it's a process that the average person out there in listener land may go through once, maybe twice in their lives, you know, total ever in the history of their time. But it's something you guys do every day. It is your every day. And as you said, you take it, you can take it home with you almost to the point of, you know, that is what you guys do. And there's no better way to, you know, follow through on what needs to be done, then take it to somebody who knows what they're doing. It's just like a car or your personal finances. I mean, it's all whatever you have. Find the right person to do it. And Conti Law and the Conti Law firm is that grouping of right people.
I agree with you to that point. You know, in my early days of practicing or even having my own firm, I'd say, yeah, we're pretty good. I can say we're really good.
Sure.
And we know what we know. Now, if you came to me and said, I need a divorce or I need a criminal defense attorney, I'd laugh.
Well, you also know what you don't know, too, right?
Right. I don't know what I don't know. I'd have to refer you out. But there's certain things that we do, and that's all we do, and we do them pretty darn well.
So all good there. Again, this is Essentials of Estate Planning here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320. WJAS, Daryl Grandy, along with Michelle Conte of the Conte Law Firm, your legal concierge, 724-784-0239, ContelawPGH.com. Also available on all the socials as well. Two physical locations, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. I was there recently. I'll be there again very, very soon. And the new location in Waynesburg, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, 15370. That is the zip code for that one. Again, 724-784-0239. Will 2026 see you and your team out on the road more to talk about these principles to groupings and other settings that will that would benefit your services?
I always say if we're asked, we will be there.
Yes.
So I don't, I don't go out and ask to speak for a company or for a foundation or for an organization unless they're requesting us to come out. So we have several requests for the new year, and so as long as they keep coming in, we'll continue to educate.
Say their name and they appear. The Conte Law Firm coming to your place, and also schools, right? In the event that the kids will ask you to come speak to their school. But now, how do you, in terms of obviously every situation is different. So, what is the overall tone and message of the of these presentations? I mean, it's not like you can address 10 or 12 or 15 or however many different people's different cases one by one. Is it really talking about what you do at a 50,000-foot view in terms of the importance of essentials, not the essentials per detail like we talk about for 30 minutes every week, but in a 20, 25, 30-minute, however long it is, quote-unquote elevator pitch, what sort of principles do you cover from the high end to ensure that you reach everybody?
I always go over the basics, so powers of attorney and how they're the most important. Titling, which we touched on today, make sure your deed's up to date, beneficiaries.
Yes.
And then I go through the basics of the difference between a will and a trust, because I swear everybody wants to know that, and if they need a trust. And there's so many different types of trust. I'll just do a brief overview of the three most common. And then I tell a few stories that have made me chuckle over the years that I think, can touch everybody's lives. And then I take questions. I was right before the break, Casey and I went to give a presentation, and afterwards the gentleman came up and said, "Oh my goodness, this was the best presentation we had all year." And Casey, of course, grimaced and said, "Don't tell her that. She'll never let us live it down." And I just laughed. I said, "All I did was talk. I'm just telling stories." Because, everybody goes through it. Everybody has the black sheep or the jerk in the family or the one who's going to make the phone call 5 minutes after dad died. And if you don't, then you're blessed. But right. we see a lot of the horror story. We experience the horror stories. We see those people who, don't get along. So that's the basis of the presentation.
It also gives you a chance to connect with what people don't know. It's one thing for you to know and you to talk about what you know and what you can, what you, your bread and butter, what you do every day. It's also a good chance, maybe, we tend to get isolated in our own area from time to time. It's also a good chance for you to reach out and find out what people are, what's on the minds of people out there. I mean, they can call you. They can call 724-784-0239, but they could also, it's your chance to just see what people are, what's on their mind in terms of what they don't know with this. It's something that, it's part of that connection that can help you guys be better on the back end as well.
Absolutely. Listening, is key because...
Exactly.
Like you said, our clients don't do this every single day.
Right.
And what I presume everybody understands or knows as the golden rule, they don't. That's why we did a quick, I think it was Facebook Live, where the staff gave a very basic point of what they thought they knew before they started working at this type of law firm. and now what they know as a everyday employee dealing with it, the difference in the assumptions. Mm. So it's very interesting.
Indeed, it is. Talking Pittsburgh 1320 WJS as we wrap things up here on Essentials of Estate Planning with Michelle Conte, ContiLawPGH.com, Conte Law, your legal concierge. Again, two physical locations, 7880 Steubenville Pike. That is North Fayette, Pennsylvania. I was there recently. I shall be there again very, very soon to do a live on-site broadcast from the facility, as well as the new location in Waynesburg, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104. Again, 724-7840-239. ContiLawPGH.com, also available on all the socials as well. Any final words for the audience for this week as we usher in the new year 2026.
Don't beat up on yourself too much at the beginning of the year. Everything takes patience and repetition. So I always remind myself that if I screw up and I don't get on the treadmill today, I can do it again tomorrow.
See, life advice. This is not just legal advice.
That's right.
This is life advice. This is beyond the four walls of the physical locations of the Conte Law PGH offices, the Conte Law offices. Life advice from Michelle Conte, and who does not want that? Again, 724-7840-239. Two locations, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, 3157 Mount Morris Road in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, ContiLawPGH.com. Socials as well. The award-winning Conte Law Firm. We'll see you right back here in 7 days.